You're from San Diego and your family's Mexican, so what was your experience like with bilingual education?
I was actually lucky enough to be in a bilingual school. It wasn't the same sort of setup. I didn't see an English teacher one day or a Spanish teacher the other day, but I grew up speaking only Spanish. So I learned English when I was 5 by doing an immersion program, and then from there transitioned into a bilingual school. It was great because now I feel like I can speak both languages pretty accurately.
And I noticed some of your students were not, I could tell they weren't getting any Spanish in the home. Like you had students who were like, I don't really speak Spanish. So how do you deal with them just being 6? Like, how do you kind of impress upon them that you're not going to speak to them in English and they just need to kind of keep on doing the process of becoming bilingual?
Well, at this point, they know no matter what, I won't speak in English. I've had them for 2 years. I looped with them from kinder up to first this year. But in the beginning, it was a lot harder. And I think the easiest part was just letting them know that I held a high expectation from them and I'd be kind of relentless with that. I also just, part of being a good teacher, whether or not you're teaching in a different language than the one the student knows, is using a lot of visuals and accurate body language and movements. So I do that often too. So at this moment, we're studying the human body, and my students are fascinated by it. But some of the vocabulary will be different. So when I'm teaching, for example, the skeletal system, when we start the vocabulary and we're building background, I'll teach the vocab by playing fun games, like where we touch the parts of our body that I'll be speaking about. So we'll knock on our heads and say cráneo, or we'll point to different parts of our bones, our body and our bones, and repeat the words prior to the lesson. And then the lesson involves me speaking, bringing in materials that they can touch and feel and actually see, repeating the words over and over again, and then also using images on the board.
Can you talk about the shaving cream activity?
The shaving cream activity, yes. So by the end of the day, a 6-year-old can only take so much. And so after the 7th hour, 7.5 hours of us being there together, I want them to continue learning, but I try to make it as more hands-on as possible. So the shaving cream activity was just a basic activity to practice using they're called palabras de uso frecuente, they're sight words in Spanish. So they were just practicing writing them from memory in shaving cream on their desks.
Yeah, and I noticed you were teaching subtraction with Play-Doh. So how does that work?
It was this great activity that I found. I feel like a lot of my students are math focused. They really enjoy math, and I enjoy making math fun. So what we were doing was doing subtraction, and for example, the subtraction sentence would be 5 minus 3. They would make 5 balls of Play-Doh and then squish 3 of them out to see how many were remaining without being squished for their answer.
Can you just talk generally about the benefits of bilingual education? Because, in the state, that's being really pushed right now, and that's what the conference is all about this week.
Just speaking generally, being bilingual in this country is a great asset. I can speak to that personally. But bilingual education when you're this young, I think, is wonderful for 2 reasons. The first is that when you're younger, it's easier to learn a language. You're more open to it. Your walls are not up, and you are open to the idea, and it's exciting, it's fun. And the second reason is because it's actually helpful to learn in 2 separate languages. Let me try to paint a picture for you. So imagine a student that's learning in just one language versus a student that's learning in 2 languages. At first, the student that's learning in just one language seems to be learning or be achieving a little bit higher than a student learning in 2. But by about the 3rd grade or the 4th grade, the student that's learning in 2, his or her scores will actually tend to jump and supersede those of a student learning in one language. So it's helpful just in the sense of academically, it's helpful and makes sense.
So, Andrea, how have your students affected you? You've known them for 2 years. What would you say have been the greatest takeaways from working with them?
Every day, I get little bits and snippets that make me so joyful to be their teacher and to be their friend and to have the experience of working with them. Coming here 2 years ago was one of the scariest things I'd ever done. I traveled 3,000 miles across the country to work with children that I hoped would accept me, and they did with open arms. And it's just so enlightening watching them learn. Those little aha moments, those tiny tidbits are the pieces that keep me going and keep me motivated. And I hope that I'm able to give them the tools that they need to advocate for themselves and be leaders of their own learning.